This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm not going to lie, last night I was thinking about, you know, the show, and I hadn't done it in a while. I was like, oh my God, what's the phone number? I haven't said the phone number in months, feels like. And so this morning I was like, oh God, scrambling to find it. And I was like, oh, it's on the website. It's on paulparent.com, right there. So we are live. We are back. It's been 5 weeks. This is the 6th week since I did the last live broadcast. I am back. I'll give some thoughts and some what's going on. Everything's good now. Had some, as I was calling it, some preventative maintenance getting done. But I am back live. I am here to answer your questions, your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's Christmas Eve edition. I'm sure a lot of you have gotten a lot done. I know, I had extra time this year, but one of the first times I've been pretty much done with everything. Just have to pick up one thing that's already ordered, just got to pick up this morning, and I am good to go, which is usually not the case. I know a lot of you are just getting started today, too, so hopefully you can enjoy that. Anyways, you know, we talked about some things we can be doing. We talked about some different types of things this time of year. We're getting to the point where outdoors is not, you know, something that we can do. Although it's been mostly rain. It's been almost all rain. More north you go, there's been some snow, right? But there's been tons of rain. And the rain has not been been easy. It's been heavy rain, like heavy downpour for rain. It's been a lot of flooding. You know, I was talking about it briefly in the last hour, but you know, I had a couple trees that fell in my backyard, and I'm sure you know there have been a number of trees that have fallen in the area, but I want you guys to take a look at them. I want you guys to think about, you know, what could happen in the future here because of all this rain. You know, I had two trees that fell, and you look at them, you know, they weren't like they broke off and left the stump. Well, the stump came out mostly out of the ground. And usually if a tree is healthy and it falls out, or not completely healthy but has a few issues, you're going to see almost a full root system fall out, right? It's going to just be on its side, and you're going to see some of those roots just around, some fibrous roots, those types of things. On two of the trees that fell, there's no root system really attached to the base. All it is those trees rotted at the base and fell over. And these are some older trees. One of them, probably maybe about 24 inches wide, that fell over. It's in the woods, right on the edge of the property. But it's pretty thick. But I'm looking at it, and it had a lot to do with rot. And so I'm hoping that the rain slows down a bit so that some of our plants, our trees, our shrubs can just kind of lose some of that moisture. Yeah, my backyard, there is a area where all the water from the hill to the side of us drains down to. So yeah, there's going to be extra water there. But the water was the highest I've seen it. I've only been here a couple years. I talked to my next door neighbor, and they've been here for years, 30 plus years. And they said that they've never seen it as high as it was this year and as of recently, as of last week, right? Last week, the water, I couldn't believe how high it was. So why am I saying this? Well, it's probably like that in a lot of areas. So take a look at your trees and shrubs in that area this year. And maybe it's looking at saying, all right, I got to do some things in the spring to make these plants healthy. Now, what happens with all this rain? Well, the water has to go somewhere. And when it goes somewhere, a lot of times it pulls nutrients with it down and away from the plant. So we want to try and take care of these plants this spring, become more healthy, to become stronger for that next season. Now, the trees that I'm talking about that have rotted, there's no hope for some of those trees. But it's for those ones that are in the in-between, right? The ones that are not to that point of no return. These are the ones that we want to make sure are taken care of. And now it's the same things with some of our shrubs that might been in the moisture areas. We want to make sure this spring that they're taken care of. And if you hadn't done it this fall, like we had discussed, using some of the products like Holytone, Plant Tone, Tree Tone. This upcoming spring is one of the most important times to do it and make sure it is taken care of. Because our plants need us to help them out. Right? They do make their own, a little bit of fertilizer here. And it's not real, for sake of discussion, they make their own food, right? Some of them do, just a bit. But we need to make sure that they are taken care of completely. So that's where we come in this spring. By using products from Espoma, like Holytone, Plant Tone, Tree Tone, going forward with Garden Tone, Rose Tone, Soil Acidifier, all those products from that Espoma company. Those are products that are going to strengthen those plants from everything that's going on this season, right? This past year, there's been so much rain in certain areas of New England. Certain areas of New England have been in drought. So it's the opposite of the moisture. But they all have one thing in common. They've created stress for our plants. So we need to do something this spring. At this point, the ground is pretty frozen. I wouldn't say frozen, but it's close, right? It's close enough where putting fertilizer down is not really going to do much for you. but we need to do something this spring. You know, I said this past year was one of the most important years based on last year's winter. But it almost seems like every year is becoming more and more important to take care of our plants by fertilizing them and doing a little bit extra for them. Right? Because they've been so stressed out for 2 full years. They had two opposites. 2 years ago, we had a drought that was so bad that it was like epic proportions. Right? Epic proportions of drought. So our plants were so dry, we could barely water, do anything. Then, this year, we had epic proportions of rain. So the complete opposite in certain areas. Or some areas that were still in drought. So it's just, it's one of those things where we need to look at taking care of all of our plants. And so the Espoma products, again, are some of those ones that we're talking about. If you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you got that right. I am live. I'm here. So with any questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. As we always do. Happy to be back. Took a little bit of time off. I'll give some more details on what's going on. Everything's good. About the 8 o'clock hour. So next hour, you'll hear from me on it. If you have questions, definitely call us. It's that time of year. We're doing everything we can to, help you out with anything that's going on. It's a little late. I mean, it's Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas. And we are, you know, we're done with it with 2023 just about. You know, not much left. Not much left going on. We'll wrap up the season. One more show in 2023. I will be live for that one, too. I'll be back for a bit for the foreseeable future, right? As I am still finishing up some of the recovery, but I'm here. We're here to good to go. Coming up in the next segment, one of my favorite things we're going to be doing, I'm going to be talking about reading the Yes Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Now, if you follow our newsletter and have our newsletter, we did put it out on the newsletter this past week. So my favorite time of year. I love the story. I love everything about it. Want to go into it and read it. You know, it's funny. My wife and I were talking just a couple of days ago. Maybe a week ago. And we were talking about how I was going to do the show this week. You know, come back live. And she was like, "Oh, awesome! You get to read Yes Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus." And I was like, "Yeah, I do. I can't wait for that." So, a little bit of a thing that I like to do around this time of year. I just remember hearing the story for one of the first times on my dad's show. I'd say in the late 80s, early 90s is when he started doing it. But he had somebody by the name of Gene Burns read it. Now, Gene Burns, I mean, his voice, you know, they always say, you know, you got a face for radio. Well, not him. He had a face for TV, and he had a voice for radio. He was on right after my father, when my father was on WRKO, right? It was Dining Around with Gene Burns, or Dining Hour with Gene Burns, right? Something along those lines. I have to look it up, but he had an amazing voice, right? His voice just did something to stories like this, and so, you know, I can't do it justice. My voice is nowhere near there. I neither have a face for radio or a voice for radio, but whatever. But it's one of my early childhood memories of my dad bringing this story up and having Gene Burns say it, and I can still hear his voice. So we don't have the archives of those ones. Those are years ago. So we can't go back and listen to those, but we'll talk about that. We will read that in the next segment. Or if you have questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now I know, what kind of questions do we have this time of year, right? Not many. So I get it. But wanted to be back before Christmas. My Christmas gift to myself that I'm back. But questions, call us. Again, number is 855-660-4261. One more time, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Good morning. It's Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and hopefully Santa will be good to you. Retailers say shopping was solid on Super Saturday.
We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
Walmart, Sam's Club, and Costco offering lots of discounts on toys and even discounts on gift cards. Mixed reviews on airline travel, hundreds of flights canceled due to weather, but nothing like last year's Southwest meltdown, which impacted 2 million people.
The number of people from flight attendants to pilots to the folks pushing the wheelchairs here at the airport to the people who clean the plane. All of those people have a part in getting you to where you're going. Be nice to them and thank them for what they're doing to get you to your loved ones.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And said I was going to bring it to you. It was in our newsletter this week, so if you, you know, want to just read it, our newsletter had the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, one of my favorite stories, right? And, you know, looking at it, and it is interesting. I didn't even think about it until a couple minutes ago, but Virginia is an 8-year-old girl, and the year is 1897. Now, my oldest daughter's 8, and you can kind of see some of the same thoughts going on in her head, right? And the words haven't really come out such as these, so I haven't addressed it, but it kind of makes me say, yeah, this might be a story she needs to read. So I'm going to read the story, and then I want to do some follow-up on it, because there's a few things that we talked about. But this was the New York Sun, right? For all the papers that we have now, the New York Sun. He, you know, the New York Times was out, and the New York Sun. And this was written to the editor. The editor is Francis B. Church. He was the editor of the New York Sun in 1897. Now it starts, "Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon." "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, and his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exists, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there was no Virginians. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believing in Santa Claus, you might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's not proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it real? Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God, he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. What a great response. Amazing, right? Now, this was by Francis B. Church, written to Virginia, right? First appeared in 1897. It's one of the most famous editorials ever written. It was, like I said, done in 1897 in the New York Sun and was reprinted annually until 1949 when the paper went out of business. Now, Virginia O'Hanlon, 36 years after the letter was printed, recalled the events. She said, quite naturally, I believe in Santa Claus, for he had never disappointed me. But when less fortunate little boys and girls said there wasn't any Santa Claus, I was filled with doubts. I asked my father, and he was a little evasive on the subject. It was a habit in our family that whenever any doubts came up as to how to pronounce a word or some question of historical fact was in doubt, we wrote to the question and answer column in the Sun. Father would always say, if you see it in the Sun, it's so, and that settled the matter. So she said, well, I'm just going to write the Sun and find out the real truth, just like any daughter would say to their father. Her father said, go ahead, Virginia. I'm sure the Sun will give you the right answer, as it always does. And so she sat down and wrote to her parents' favorite newspaper. Now, Francis P. Church had covered the Civil War for the New York Times, and had worked for the New York Sun 20 years. And he was an anonymous editorial writer at the time. He had a personal motto, endeavor to clear your mind of Kant. when controversial subjects had to be tackled on an editorial page, especially those dealing with theology, the assignments were usually given to church. Now, he had this little girl's letter on the most controversial matter, and he was burdened with the responsibility of answering it. Is there a Santa Claus? The childish scrawl in the letter asked. At once, Church knew that there was no avoiding the question. He must answer. And he must answer truthfully. And so he turned to his desk and began his reply, which was to become one of the most memorable editorials in newspaper history. Now, Church ended up passing a few years later, never got to see, you know, all the details, but he was an old man at that time, right? But Virginia, she went on to graduate from Hunter College with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 21. Then she got her master's from Columbia. And then in 1912, she began teaching in the New York City school system, later becoming a principal. Throughout her life, she actually received a steady stream of mail about her Santa Claus letter, and to each reply, she attached an attractive printed copy of the church editorial. How cool is that? As many do, obviously, Virginia led a great life, but passed away in 1971. And still, this story sticks around. We're talking 126 years. And we're still talking about this. I don't know how many people do talk about it, but I talk about it every year. And it is, again, one of my favorite childhood memories. Because I, as most children, had that question. Is there a Santa Claus? You know, I think there is. It's not just from reading this, it's just from hearing and seeing. But Santa Claus is true. There is a Santa Claus. And as always, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Now, I do appreciate you guys listening to this. I am excited to read this story. It is one that, again, I just love hearing. It just brings back great memories. I can still see myself sitting in the RKO studio with my dad and my brothers, and Gene Burns reading this story. Absolutely amazing. Now, if you've listened to the show for years, and you know, you're probably saying, Gene Burns, I haven't heard that name in years. Well, great guy. Awesome voice. It kind of reminds me of his voice was, if you ever heard The Rest of the Story. I can't think of the guy's name. I wish it was on there for me. He's also like had the voice of like Morgan Freeman, right? The voice of God in movies, right? Those voices that just hit you. Or James Earl Jones, right? Those voices that you know when you hear, sit down, buckle up, this is going to be a good story. So, I know it's not your typical gardening, but it's Christmas Eve. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy the holiday with our family, our friends, with our kids, everyone. Now, in the meantime, if you have questions about the garden, we'll talk about Christmas, whichever, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're not far from halfway through, doing a lot of talking. And that's okay. Miss talking to you guys. I missed being up on Sunday mornings to talk gardening with you guys. You know, what else can we talk about? There's a number of things we can talk about. We can talk about next spring. We can talk about thinking about starting seeds. Because that's pretty close, right? you know, we're a few months away from some of the heavy hitters when it comes to our garden. But we can still start some of our seeds soon. Sorry about that. But if you have some questions, feel free to call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are coming up on the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. We got plenty of time left if you have questions. We'll be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are live, doing what we can to help all of you out in the garden as necessary. It is a little, you know, late in the season, right? At this point, a lot of time during this period, our ground is frozen, right? Our yard is frozen. It usually means we don't need to do anything in the garden. We also means don't put anything down fertilizer-wise, right? That's kind of what it means this year. We're done with some of that outside, right? Just kind of is what it is. And so, you know, not a lot to do. You know, there's no fertilizers, no clean, you know, no, none of that. There's probably some cleanups, right? And that's about it. And so, do what you can out there. It doesn't necessarily mean get out there and do everything. It just means do a few things here and there. There's still plenty of time to, you know, get some of that cleanup, get those leaves in those areas that you want to. You know, I do remember one of the conversations we had a couple, you know, past few weeks was saying maybe when you do the cleanup early, you put all the leaves into one area, knowing that you're going to use them to cover your plants later on. Well, now would be that time to cover those plants, right? Now would be the time to make sure you've put the salt marsh hay around your plants to protect them. You know, I know it's, you know, we're going to have a couple warm days in midweek, but it's the overnight cold temperatures that we've been having. A few days of warm is not going to affect it. And a lot of our plants have already started to shut down and be done for the season. The majority of the perennials have died back, right? And I say majority, I'd say pretty much all of them have already died back. They're into, you know, the leaves are dead and gone. But we're at the end of the season. There's not a lot you can be doing outside other than a few cleanups here and there. So if you have time, clean up. Finish it up. Get it done so it's done for the season. If not, if you don't have time, don't worry about it. Mother Nature is doing its thing. The trees, the shrubs, they've gone into their dormant stage with the cold. We've noticed, I've noticed, you know, you can tell when the trees are, when the shrubs are starting to get to that point, because the rhododendrons, the rhododendrons and azaleas, they start to have their leaves kind of turn, right? And all of a sudden, they're kind of rounded and are straight up and down versus vertical. Excuse me, horizontal. So we got to, you know, our plants are starting to get to that point where they are in winter mode. So we need to start thinking about what we can do indoors. Next couple of weeks, we can definitely go to our garden centers. The seeds for 2024 are probably getting into the garden centers very soon and getting out in the next weeks for you to be able to start indoors. Now, not everything starts right away, right? And we're not starting our heavy fruiting vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, those things. So we're not there yet unless you have space indoors to keep them for a while and want them done early and you have the right conditions. But we can start thinking about starting. And the next couple weeks is definitely going to be a great time to think about spring already. If you have questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the 8 o'clock hour. We're halfway there, halfway done, closer to Christmas. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.